This is Tommy Talks Radio, the sheer or the show where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. You know, it's been Lag BaOmer, of course, the sheer, any Torah we talk about should be for the refuah, should be for the Yeshua of all those who needed her, all those who wanted, and all those who really are dealing with difficulties, dealing with difficult times. And it should be that it should only be good things or for Yeshua for everyone, especially the person in Iran. He should be zochah to have Yeshua for Bekarov, and we should only see Nisim Goloim and Nisim Nister from Hashem getting rid of all of our enemies now and always. So if you're anything like me, we're dealing with this Sfira period, and when it comes to the three-week period also, I find it very, very difficult. First of all, the cutting the hair and the cutting the beard. My beard looks very big, like Wolverine, like Hugh Jackman, and the music part is also very difficult because you're only supposed to listen to the non-musical things. So a cappella, the same songs on repeat for weeks on end is very, very difficult. Thank God my wife today found a really nice mix of an a cappella mix of all the current songs. Finally, in the last hour, the last few days, we found something. But music is so good for us, so good for our brain. But when we hear it in a certain way, it might be difficult to just hear a few songs because music is such a part of our life that I wanted to talk about music itself and the musical instrument. God willing, we should be zochem. Coming up soon, we're going to do a kumzitz for the teens, and I can't wait to bring out the guitar for live music for that. Hopefully, that'll go really well to bring back the guitar. In my life, the guitar is a very strong instrument for me, not of the instrument itself, but of a cathartic element to bring stress down and to bring the ability to feel more equalized and more in equilibrium. The guitar is a wonderful way to do that. So I use that. But when it comes to music, there's a lot of ways to listen to music. And I've talked about this on many of the shows, but it always bears repeating. The phone itself has a beautiful app, the music app, the Apple Music app. You could download songs and then it goes from iTunes Store and it goes right to the music app. It's connected. You could connect other people in the family. I would connect my wife's phone, but for some reason it doesn't have the more recent stuff. And you could listen that way. You could connect it to speakers, the Bluetooth of the car you could connect it to. You could connect it to an outdoor speaker, an indoor speaker. You could connect it to your headphones, of course. It's a wonderful way to get the music in your life. You could have the Bluetooth on the headphones. You could connect to the Bluetooth of the computer too. But music itself is really fantastic. Hopkinsmedicine.org points out how research has shown that listening to music, real good music, fantastic music, has been proven to reduce anxiety, to reduce blood pressure, and reduce pain, as well as improve sleep quality, improve mood, and improve mental alertness, as well as memory. Music has a fantastic ability to do great things, and you should use it often to be involved in helping for these different things in one's life. Music is a fantastic way to go about things. Healthline.com points out how music connects us. One of the most important functions of music itself, to listen to music, to create music, to play music, is to create a feeling of cohesion or social connectedness. Evolutionary scientists say that human beings may have developed a dependence on music as a communication tool because our ancestors descended from arboreal species, tree dwellers who call to one another across the canopy. I don't know if Judaism believes that, but it's an interesting thing to hear about. Music remains a powerful way of uniting people. It's called the universal language. National anthems connect crowds at sporting events. Protest songs stir a sense of shared purpose during marches. Hymns can build group identity in houses of worship. You know, Tehillim and songs, and it comes as itself. For example, there's such a powerful, powerful connection when people sing Haktikva together. It's a beautiful, very powerful movement. Love songs can have a powerful effect, and lullabies can have a special effect, especially for infants, to help secure attachments. Music can benefit all of us as individuals. The effect on the mind, it could lead to better learning. The doctors at Johns Hopkins recommend that you listen to music to stimulate your brain. Scientists know that listening to music engages the brain. They can see the active areas light up in MRI scans. Researchers now know that just the promise of listening to music can make you want to learn more. In a 2019 study, people were more motivated to learn when they expected to listen to a song as their reward. As their reward. Listening has limits, though. A note of caution, you may want to withhold the earbuds for some students. It might be too difficult for them. There's actually only one person I ever met who did not like music, was not a fan of music. Not everyone likes it, but usually most people like it, because when it comes to the music, sometimes there are students who have the lower working memory capacity because the music, listening to it, especially with lyrics, has a negative effect on the learning. But it can improve the memory. Music has a positive effect on your ability to memorize. In one study, researchers gave people tasks that readjusted them and required them to read and then recall the short lists of words. Those who were listening to classical music outperformed those who worked in silence or with white noise. The same study tracked how fast people could perform simple processing tasks, matching numbers to geometrical shapes, and a similar benefit showed up. Mozart helped people complete the task faster and more accurately. Mayo Clinic points out that while music doesn't reverse the memory loss experienced by people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, low and no vision, nor from such things, music has been found to slow cognitive decline, helping people with mild or moderate dementia remember episodes from their lives. Music memory is one of the brain functions that is most resistant to dementia. That's why some caregivers have had success using music to calm dementia patients and build trust and connections with them. And music can help treat mental illness. It can definitely help with many different things, especially things like mental illness. That's why some caregivers have had success using music to calm dementia patients and build the trust and connections with them. Music literally can change the brain. Neurological researchers have found that listening to music triggers the release of several neurochemicals that play a role in brain function and mental health. Dopamine, very famous chemical associated with pleasure and reward centers, are involved in this also. Stress hormones like cortisol and serotonin, another famous one, and other hormones related to immunity, when involved in listening and being involved with music, oxytocin, a chemical that fosters the ability to connect to others, is also involved. Although more research needs to be done to understand precisely how music can be used therapeutically to treat mental illness, some studies suggest that music therapy can improve the quality of life and social connectedness for people with schizophrenia. It also affects the mood. A number of researchers have interviewed groups about why they listen to music. Study participants vary widely in terms of age, gender, and background, but they report strikingly similar reasons. One of the most common uses of music is that it helps people regulate their emotions. If you're feeling very mad, you're feeling very disconnected, you're feeling very down, you break out that guitar and you play some songs, depending on the mood, can really alter the mood, really can alter the state of being. Researchers found that music has the power to change moods and help people process their feelings and can help lower anxiety. There's a lot of evidence that listening to music can help calm you in situations where you might feel anxious. A lot of times before tests, especially in college and grad school, a lot of people would listen to pump-up music. I remember one guy in the program, he would listen to like rocking music, da 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 before the test, you know, to get into the mood. Da 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 da, because he wanted to conquer that test, wanted to conquer that situation. Well, Lena, people who are in rehab after a stroke, which no known from such things, the research has shown that they are more relaxed once they've listened to music for an hour. Trusted sources show and indicate that music blended with nature sounds help people also feel less anxious. Even people facing critical illness feel less anxiety after the music. There is conflicting evidence about whether listening to music has an effect on your body's physiological stress response. However, sources have shown and indicated that the body releases less cortisol, a stress hormone, when people listen to music. This same study referenced previous research stating that music had little measurable effect on cortisol levels. But a different study, a more recent study, shows and measures several indicators of stress, not just cortisol, that concludes that while listening to music before a stressful event doesn't reduce anxiety, listening to relaxing music after a stressful event can help your nervous system recover faster. Music also helps with depression. A 2017 study shows that listening to music, especially combined with jazz and classical together, has a positive effect on depression symptoms, especially when there were several listening sessions conducted by board-certified therapists. If you're not into jazz, if you're not into classics, you can try a group related to percussion sessions instead. The drum circles can have above average benefits for people dealing with depression. The musical genre matters for depression, but a note has shown that nostalgic sad tunes can actually increase symptoms of depression, so be careful with the type of music you listen to, especially if you attempt to ruminate or withdraw socially. Not surprising, perhaps, but it's important to know if you use music to counteract the blues. Music can help the body and can help the heart health. Music can make you want to move. I talk about the group often in the different lectures back in the days of grad school where I was in mental health for one of my rotations, and I was in the BCS Pros at the time in downtown Brooklyn. One of the groups that I was leading was Music and Movement, and I was playing the different famous songs at the time, Yesh Tikva, and I forget the other ones, but the people in the group wanted to move, and one of the guys, none of them were Jewish, one of the guys said, "Wow, I like this stuff. Where do you get this stuff? I once heard it before on King's Highway," for those of you who are familiar with Brooklyn. "It can make you want to move, and it can be beneficial for dancing as well. Scientists also know that listening to music can alter the breath rate, can alter the heart rate, can alter the blood pressure, and also can help you or hinder you depending on the intensity and the tempo of the music. Can it help decrease fatigue as well? Anyone who's ever rolled down car windows and turned up the radio knows that music can be energizing. There's solid science behind that lived experience. 2015, at Shanghai University, they found that relaxing music helped reduce fatigue and maintain muscle endurance when people were engaged in a repetitive task. It's not uncommon or not unusual to see a calisthenics class, an exercise class, a gym class, a yoga class, a cycle class, a academics class, even when they're involved in movement. Always music is involved. Music is always involved because music is a movement. Movement is music. You think about Go Noodle, almost every Go Noodle I think I've ever shown always has music in the background because the music is the motivating force and the music is the motivator itself. Sessions involving music also can lessen fatigue in people receiving low lane or the big C treatments and raise the fatigue threshold for people engaged in demanding neuromuscular training, which leads us to the next big benefit that it really can boost exercise performance. Exercise enthusiasts have long known that music enhances the physical performance. In 2020, there was a research study that confirmed that working out with music improves the mood, helps the body exercise more efficiently, and cuts down on the awareness of exertion. Working out with music also leads to longer workouts. I once was in a gym in the college years, and one time I went to the gym without music, and one time I went to the gym with music. Which do you think was more motivating? Which do you think was more successful? And which do you think I endured longer? All three answers are when you bring the music with you. If you don't have the music, if you don't have it involved, it's not going to really help you. You're not going to be able to really stay that involved in the exercise. You're not going to want to be in that exercise. It really leads to better exercise using it. In clinical settings, athletes who listen to high intensity fast music during warm-ups were motivated to perform better competitively. But you don't have to be a world-class competitor to benefit. If you sync your workout to your music, it can allow you to reach peak performance using less oxygen than if you did the same workout without the beat. You'll be much less motivated, much less easy to do such a thing, but music is involved. Music acts as a metronome in your body. Boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom. It keeps you in the beat, keeps you in the zone, especially according to the researchers. And it could even help manage pain. Especially trained people use music to help alleviate pain in inpatient and outpatient settings. 2016 found that in over 90 studies, there was reports that music helped people manage both acute and chronic pain to be helped better than medication alone. But music also really works for kids. I'm telling you, kids love music. Children'sMusicWorkshop.com talks about how music makes you and kids happier. "I don't sing because I'm happy. I'm happy because I sing," William James is quoted to have said. "Research proves that when you listen to music you like, your brain releases this dopamine, this feel-good, wonderful neurotransmitter chemical in the brain." Valori Salimpour, a neuroscientist at McGill University, injected 8 music lovers with a radioactive substance that binds to dopamine receptors after they listened to their favorite music. A PET scan of the brain showed that large amounts of dopamine were released, which biologically caused the participants to feel emotions like happiness, excitement, and joy. So when you need an emotional boost, listen to your favorite tunes for 15 minutes. That's all it takes to get a natural high. Music can enhance running performance. If people take anything from my music, it should be motivation to know that anything is possible as long as you keep working at it and don't back down. That actually was a quote from Eminem, but don't usually quote him in general. Marcelo Bigalassi and his colleagues found that runners who listened to fast or slow motivational music completed the first 800 meters of their run faster than runners who listened to calm music or ran without music. If you want to take your running up a notch, listen to songs that inspire you. You know it could lower stress. You know it could improve health. Music itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by, no matter what culture we're from. That's why it's called the universal language, and that quote comes from Billy Joel. Listening to music you enjoy decreases levels of the stress hormone cortisol in your body, which counteracts the effects of chronic stress. This is an important finding, since stress causes 60% of all our problems, 60% of all our illnesses, 60% of all our disease comes from this cortisol, from this stress. When studies showed if people actively participated in making music by playing various percussion instruments and singing, their immune system was boosted even more than if they passively listened. Be an active listener. Get up, move around, dance. A lot of times when it's not severe, when it's not the 3 weeks, and we play the music and the kids come, they dance around the kitchen or they dance around the living room, especially if it's a good song with a good beat. To stay calm and healthy during a stressful day, turn on the radio. Make sure it's good beats, good songs. Be sure to sing along and tap your feet to the beat to get the maximum healing benefit. You want to be even crazier, dance with the kids to the good music. Did you know that music also helps you sleep better? Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life. This comes from Berthold Auerbach. Over 30% of Americans suffer from insomnia, not able to sleep at night. A study showed that students who listen to relaxing classical music for 45 minutes before turning in slept significantly better than students who listened to an audiobook or did nothing different from their normal routine. If you're having trouble sleeping, try listening to a little Bach or Mozart or Beethoven before bedtime to catch those Z's. Of course, music reduces depression. Maya Angelou is quoted as saying, "Music was my refuge. I could crawl into the space between the notes and curl my back to loneliness." More than 350 people suffer from depression around the world. We should never know from such things. A whopping 90% of them also experience insomnia, which means they come together. Someone who's awake at night, can't sleep, can easily fall into depression, I would say. And someone who's in depression can have difficulty falling asleep as well. They go backwards and forwards, interlocking. The sleep research above found that symptoms of depression decreased significantly in the group that listened to classical music before bedtime, but not in the other two groups. Another study by Hans Joachim Trapp in Germany also demonstrated that music can benefit patients with depressive symptoms depending on the type of music. Meditative sounds and classical music lifted people up, but techno and heavy metal brought people down even more. So use that meditative music, use that classical music to lift the spirits. Could also help you eat less. Thomas Hardy is quoted as saying there's a friendly tie of some sort between music and eating. Research at Georgia Tech University showed that softening the lighting and music while people ate led them to consume fewer calories and enjoy their meals more. If you're looking for ways to curb your appetite, try dimming the lights and listening to soft music the next time you sit down for a meal. It also helps while driving. Many, many people have road rage. Many, many people have difficulty with driving, have difficulty with focusing and staying calm, difficulty with not getting aggravated, agitated, upset, and very heated. Alison Krauss is quoted as saying, "That's what I love, not being interrupted, sitting in the car by myself, listening to music in the rain. There are so many great songs yet to sing." A study in the Netherlands found that listening to music can positively impact your mood while driving, which can lead to safer behavior than not listening to music. The next time you feel frustrated in traffic, turn up the tunes to improve your mood. It won't hurt your driving performance. It may even help you drive more safely. It also helps with learning and memory. Music is key. Music is the language of memory, Jody Pickold says. The researchers discover that music can help you learn and recall information better, but it depends on how much you like the music and whether or not you're a musician. Subjects memorized Japanese characters while listening to music that either seemed positive or neutral to them. The results show that participants who are musicians learn better with neutral music, but tested better when pleasurable music was playing. Non-musicians, on the other hand, learn better with positive music, but tested better with neutral music. Memorize these results. You now have a strategy to study more effectively for your next test. Music also helps patients before and after surgery. He who sings scares away his woes, Miguel de Cervantes is quoted as saying. Researchers found that listening to relaxing music before surgery decreases anxiety. In fact, it's even more effective than being orally administered midazolam, a medication often used to help pre-op patients feel sleepy that also has gnarly side effects such as coughing and vomiting. Other studies show that listening to soothing music while resting in bed after open-heart surgery increases relaxation. Globally, 234 million major surgeries are performed each year. If you or somebody you know is going to surgery, be sure to bring some soothing tunes to ease anxiety. It may work better. Will certainly have fewer adverse side effects than the meds that they dispense. It also can help reduce pain. One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain, Bob Marley says. Research at Drexel University in Philadelphia found that music therapy and pre-recorded music reduce pain more than standard treatments in patients with the big C. One research showed that music can decrease pain in intensive care patients and geriatric care patients, but the selection needed to be either classical pieces, meditative music, or songs of the patient's choosing. Bob Marley was right about this one. Listen to music you love to take your pain away. Music may even help people remember. The past, which is not recoverable in any other way, is embedded as if in amber in the music, and people can regain a sense of identity. This comes from Dr. Oliver Sacks, MD. A nonprofit organization called Music and Memory helps people with Alzheimer's disease and other age-related dementias remember who they are by having them listen to their dearest songs. The awakening is often traumatic. For example, after Henry listens to music from his era, the wheelchair-bound, this person who is wheelchair-bound with dementia, suffering, who can barely speak, sings Cab Calloway songs and happily reminisces about his life. Dr. Laura Mosqueda, director of geriatrics at the University of California at the Irvine School of Medicine, explains that because music affects so many areas of the brain, it stimulates pathways that may still be healthy. One in three seniors die with Alzheimer's disease or other dementia, which we should never know for such things. Everyone should be happy, healthy, and safe now and always. So odds are you know someone who has it. To connect with loved ones who suffer from age-related dementia, try playing some of their best loved music. It could also help in stroke recovery. Maya Angelou says, I know why the caged bird sings. Research at the University of Helsinki showed that stroke patients who listened to music they chose themselves for 2 hours a day had significantly improved recovery of cognitive function compared to those who listened to audiobooks or were given no listening material at all. Most of the music contained lyrics, which suggests that it's the combination of music and voice that bolstered the patient's auditory and verbal memory. Stroke is the number five cause of death. We should have enough sitting in the United States. If you know someone who has suffered a stroke, bring their favorite songs as soon as you can. Listening to them can significantly ramp up their recuperation. It also increases verbal intelligence. Music is to the soul what words are to the mind. It comes from Modest Mouse. After only 1 month of music lessons in rhythm, pitch, melody, and voice, a study at York University showed that 90% of children between the ages of 4 and 6 had a significant increase in verbal intelligence. Researcher Sylvain Moreno suggests that the music training had a transfer effect which enhanced the children's ability to understand words and explain their meaning. Other research found that musically trained adult women and musically trained children outperformed those without music training on verbal memory tests. No matter whether you're an adult or a child, if you want to boost your verbal skills, try taking music lessons. It also raises IQ and academic performance. Music can change the world because it can change people. That comes from Bono from U2. Research shows that taking music lessons predicts higher academic performance and IQ in young children. In one study, 6-year-olds who took keyboard singing lessons in small groups for 36 weeks had significantly larger increases in IQ and standardized educational test results than children who took either drama lessons or no lessons. The singing group did the best. To help your children achieve academic excellence, encourage them to sing or learn to play an instrument. Remember, it keeps your brain healthy in old age. Music is the true breath of life. We eat so we won't starve to death. We sing so we can hear ourselves live. That comes from Yasmina Khadra. A study with healthy older adults found that those with 10 or more years of musical experience scored higher on cognitive tests than musicians with 1 to 9 years of musical study. The non-musicians scored the lowest, since studying an instrument requires years of practice and learning and may create alternate connections in the brain that could compensate for cognitive declines as we get older, says lead researcher Brenda Hannah Plotty. Business magnate Warren Buffett stays sharp at way past age 84 by playing ukulele. It's never too late to play an instrument to keep you on top of your game. Plato had it right when he said music and rhythm find their way into the secret places of the soul, no matter whether you're young or old, healthy or sick, happy or sad. Music can improve the quality of your life in numerous ways. It reduces stress and anxiety, lifts your mood, boosts your health, helps you sleep better, takes away your pain, even makes you smarter. New research shows that music can communicate basic human feelings regardless of the listener's cultural and ethnic background. We've only just begun to understand all the ways this universal language can profit the world. There's ways to get about it, ways to use it and improve it in your life. Use it strategically. Music doesn't have to be just background noise, Willem said. You can use it to help you do what you do. I use it to help me cook. I use it to help me do dishes. I use it to help me drive. If you want to clean the house, put on music, your favorite upbeat music to encourage your body to move. Same with exercise. You want to relax at night, use it to calm yourself. Use music to help remember something like you do with the ABCs. It doesn't matter what type of music it is. Pick your preference. In grad school and even college, to remember stuff for studying, I did this often. I would make acronyms. I would make shorthands. I would make initials. I would use music and beats and different types of aspects to be involved to try to study and try to remember things. Start where you are, travel where you want to be. Seek out the music that matches your mood. That's why ourselves slipping through random radio stations to find the right song because it matches the moment. I could have 350 songs, but I'll skip through 300 of them at a time to find that one song that really gets the moment. You could benefit from music by using it to get you where you want to be. That's called the ISO principle, often used by music people. The principle is the idea that you want to start with music to match your mood and then gradually alter it to affect the desired mood state. You can alter the mood state, but could also physiological responses can change, such as heart rate or blood pressure. If you like to prepare your kids for bedtime, start with music that fits their mood, like upbeat, and then every song should be slightly slower. So the last few songs are relaxing, slow tempo music, which lets your kids get ready for the bed as well. Music can be a cue. It can cue memories. It can positively reinforce mood and behavior. Sometimes different families, Willem talks about, have a playlist for dinner time, which has songs with lyrics themed that everything is going to be all right. Helps set a positive mood for this family dinner time. There's another relaxing playlist for the toddler who associates music with sleep time. Of course, music can give negative emotions. If you listen to Mozart to calm you while you're in pain, your mind might learn to create an association between Mozart and pain. That's the operant versus the classical conditioning of Pavlov and the other people in psychology studies. To make associations and cues that are beneficial, the creation of the association must be positive. Research has shown that music activates nearly every region of the brain. Harmony and melody are shown to activate different areas of the brain. When you bring all the parts of the music together, the brain makes new connections. Musicians have different brains than non-musicians. Your brain is going to change and benefit if you're involved heavily in music, especially creating music, constructing music using a piano or a guitar. Even a simple instrument shows how the brain can be different. It fills up your brain to make it more agile, to make it more pliable, to make it more flexible. Learn music, keep learning music, and enjoy music with others. Music can bring people together and connect people at a subconscious level. Choirs that sing together, their breathing, the heart rate synchronize. Music is a beautiful thing, you know, in the synagogue, in the shul, we see this all the time. When everybody sings the same song, it's beautiful and uplifting. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was leading the Amud, you know, when I had my dad and my brother's yahrzeit, which always falls out around March time. They're 12 days apart. And I was leading, and it was coming to the part of Kedusha, and I found a song, and everybody was singing it together. So a song like that, the whole shul singing together, harmonizing together, is beautiful, is epic, it's soul binding, and it is so Amazing. I can't even explain the effect I had. The whole neshama felt awash with awesomeness, and I love when that happens. When you're at a kumzitz and everyone's singing together beautifully on key and on pitch, it's beautiful. Don't just wait for certain times of the year. Sing all the time. Sing with many people. When you make music with many people, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Of course, there are the unwanted tunes that get stuck in our head. Harvard Health points out earworms are these relentless tunes that play in a loop in up to 98% of people in the Western world. It's very annoying. It's very annoying. And it's sometimes catchier than others, and it's going to auto-repeat in your brain. Sometimes they're faster, simpler in some ways, and they're just stuck them. Sometimes they just get stuck in the head, and it's there for all the time. You know, if you watch Inside Out, it's very funny. They explain it, that a guy puts it up as a joke and it gets stuck in the brain station. But in real life, it's not like that. If you want it, you try to block it out, it's going to have the opposite effect. Sometimes you just have to sing it a couple of times out loud in order for it to get out of the brain. But if you want that music, you want it involved in your life, you got to find a way to keep it involved. I'm telling you, that God willing, hopefully Svira is coming to an end in just a few days. Can't come soon enough, not just to take off the beard, but also to get that other part of the music back. It's very hard to listen to a cappella music full time. The same songs, the same artists, the same songs, time and time again, is very difficult. Music has such beautiful aspects, such beautiful elements, that we want it back in our life. And God willing, very soon, hopefully for the teens in one of the shuls in the town, they're going to come by, and hopefully we're going to play music with that wonderful, beautiful guitar. I have the Martin guitar, which is probably one of the best guitars in the world. And hopefully it'll make good music. We did it the other month in one of the other shuls, and a couple of kids showed up. It was beautiful. I did another time at a different bonfire. It was beautiful. Playing music, being involved in music, and listening to music is very soothing, very catching, and very beautiful. There's a reason we sing HaTikvah together. There's a reason we sing Achenu together. There's a reason why we sing and be involved with different things together. And this is part one. Play your music. Next week, next time, join us, God willing, as we talk about instruments themselves. God willing, we'll talk about especially the guitar. I've been playing guitar since I'm 10 years old. I'm not 36 years old. I've been playing guitar for Baruch Hashem 26 years. Come back next time. We'll talk about the element of the guitar and instruments, why it's so important to play an instrument, not just to listen to music and be involved in music and connect to music day in and day out in your life. You can listen on the way to work, on the way back to work, while you're typing notes. I listen to music often. When, especially, I'm saying at work, when I type up the notes of seeing the 8 kids for the day, typing up the music, listening to the music really helps. But join us next time as we talk part two, the instruments themselves. This is Tani Talks Radio, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.